Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the Prison Ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha, no, everybody. So wonderful to be back in the studio again. Just want to thank everyone. Last night we had Brother Keith Iuen from God-Centered, God-Led Ministries, Windows of Hope Ministries, and also New Hope Men's Ministry. We have something coming up on August 23rd, not this Saturday, but the following Saturday at Red Hill at First Assembly of God. It's going to be a men's rally. All men, all ages, young and old, soft and bold. What you got? Bring it here.
Amen.
Going to worship.
Amen.
Whoa, I've got people with me in the studio. You know, when we keep the lights down low at 9:30, it's hard to see who's crawling up from the floor to be on the microphone. And sometimes we think they're spirits, but we pray them down. But we just have it, and we're so blessed. Not only do we have one of the prettiest two-legged soundboards in the island here, my lovely bride, Lynette. Say hello, Lynette.
Hello. I was just wondering how pretty Barry looks.
Well, and that's the other pretty soundboard we have is Brother Barry.
Welcome back, Barry.
Bishop Barry was all the way in America. He went to America. He was working with a youth camp up there in California, and he made it back in
one piece.
Barry, welcome all the way from Door of Faith, Westside, Nanakole.
Glad to be home. Thank you.
Well, I know your fans are waiting in bated anticipation, and you got a powerful message for them tonight. We just want to give a shout-out and a thank you to Mark and Mary Benson.
Hallelujah.
At Honolulu Ford, thank you for your faith, thank you for your prayers, and thank you for your support. Also want to thank Brother Danny over there and his team for making things happen at Honolulu Ford.
Hallelujah.
Just so grateful to and just excited to be here tonight. You know, we got a powerful program. And for those of you that are listening to 95.5 The Fish this morning, it's actually Testimony Thursday. Everyone has a testimony. Everyone has a test that they've gone through. And by the grace of Jesus Christ, it's a testimony for the power of our Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
It's through your word and the blood on the cross. And it's that testimony that gives you the impact to change lives. Anyone can help change someone's life. Because whatever you have gone through, there are hundreds, if not thousands, behind you going through the same struggle.
Amen.
They want to know how you made it. They want to know how you survived. They want to know how you overcame the demons, the devil, and the enemy himself. And it's only through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I want to give a shout out to all our brothers and sisters in all the facilities on Oahu, even the one over in Arizona at Saguaro, you know. And if you guys want to drop a line, we love getting mail. Our mail address is P.O. Box 89253, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830.
Yay, he remembered. Praise the Lord.
There's hope. Year and a half, and I've memorized that. That's incredible in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
But we also have an email if you get access to that. Or, you know, you don't have to be locked up to be locked out. There's many of you out there listening right now. And, you know, like I always tell people, we're so blessed to be anointed and appointed to go out and reach the disjointed. But there's many of us.
Yeah, see that good one.
Yeah, see like that. We're gonna forget and we're gonna forgive, forget, and follow Jesus.
Amen.
I like my three yes, hallelujah. You know, the word gospel stands for God's only Son provides eternal life. Write that down, look at it. It's still spelled the same way tomorrow as you did tonight. But you know, we just wanna our email is freeinsideministry@gmail.com, and we do have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org. And one thing that we find really exciting that we get so many comments about is our Facebook page. If you're still paddling in the wave of social media, that would be Free Inside Ministry on Facebook. But, you know, we have a song. In fact, Lynn picked this song out for you. And
yes.
What made you think of this song, Lynn?
Well, it has a good beat. And it talks about being in the middle. And, you know, sometimes we get to those places, but, you know, we never have to worry because God is going to set us free. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is Isaac Curry is going to bring it to you. Sit back, enjoy, close your eyes. And this song is especially from us to you.
Amen.
Hello.
Woo!
Am I on? Okay, go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Nice. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
With tears rolling down your face, with your heart.
In the middle of it. Man, I don't know where you at
anyway.
Or where you've been or what you've done, but I know there's been a lot of times in my life when I felt I've been right in the middle of it all. But, you know, in the middle of that storm, we're going to do one thing, gang. What we're going to do?
We're going to praise him anyway.
Praise him in the storm. Just like, in fact, Barry, you were blessed last week. You got to avoid the storm. You left right before we got hit with the tropical storm itself, right?
You left Thursday.
I left Thursday, but you know what, Pastor? We flew above the storm.
Oh, hallelujah, by the anointing and appointing of Jesus Christ.
Wow. Amen.
And, but, you know, we missed you, and just for you, we're actually bringing another storm. Karina is forming off of the Big Island.
Karina is now a hurricane.
We have two storms coming. So, my brothers and sisters, like life, these storms teaches us one thing, and it's not get scared, it's get prepared.
Amen.
You know, because with all of these things happening, you know, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And, you know, that's going to dovetail right into Bishop Barry's message tonight. And we just wanted to once again share a little bit about your trip, Bishop. You were over in the United States in America. And if you can, just take a few minutes and then get into your message if you could.
Amen. You know, I was out in Carson County.
Oh, you brought fans. He brought his fans.
Oh,
yeah.
What they're doing on King Street.
Bishop.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
All right. Here we go.
Amen.
Well, I was out in Carson, Pastor, and, you know, sharing the time with Faith in Christ Church South Bay under the pastorship of Pastor Belen Kuai. And the members there are predominantly Filipinos.
Belen, your countrymen.
Mabuhay.
Salamat.
Salamat po.
Mabuhay, Inday.
Dinaguan. It'll end it right there.
But we're blessed. And we went over, both Pastor Kwan and I, Dr. Kwan and I.
Yes.
And we went over and we shared. We were speakers at their annual church camp.
Oh, camp. Wait. Camp, that means we went somewhere.
Yes, we were all the way up in the boonies, which was called Silverwood Lake.
Well, that sounds kind of like a resort. That sounds like a resort, yeah. Lynn. Silverwood Lake. Sounds like a nice resort. Yeah. 5-star.
Far from it.
you saw a lot
was
of stars.
Was this tent action?
No. It was tent action. Sorry. But Dr. Kwan and I, we were in an RV.
Oh,
RV.
I used to see
those on Dukes
of
Hazzard.
That's a hotel room on
wheels.
That's
like a hotel. That's housing.
Shower and everything, right?
We're in an RV, but now in the general vicinity of the park there.
Yes.
When we got there, I asked the pastor, I said, Pastor, we're going into the mountains. Now, is there any snakes? And this is her response. She's like, no, don't worry. Everything will be all right. Nothing to worry about.
Your Filipino's gotten better.
Praise the Lord.
Well, we get up there, and what's greeting us? There's a big sign that says, beware rattlesnakes. Well, rattlesnakes was just one of the things. We were also told there was a mountain lions, and bears.
Trust in the Lord, my brother.
We sure had to trust in the Lord, more so because there was no what you call that service, cellular reception.
Ooh.
So it was kind of a fasting day for me from Facebook, Instagram,
David Fast,
from the world entirely.
Amen.
But God was large and in charge.
Hallelujah.
God was up to something there. And that's where I get the scripture verse from Acts chapter 1, verses 8.
Mm.
And it says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth.
Amen.
You know, this power that we're talking about today is the dunamis power. It's the dunamis power that can only come from the Holy Spirit, which enables us to do things which we can't physically normally
amen.
Do.
Amen.
Dunamis,
amen.
Bula.
Dunamis. And that is where, when Christ comes into our life, we are able to do things that we can't do on our own, such as breaking these habits of smoking, addictions, all of these different things, all these strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? We were confronted right then and there. It was a call for help. Because as we read the book of Acts there, the Holy Spirit had just came. Jesus goes back to heaven. And now they're on the brink of starting a worldwide fire. Being a worldwide witness, telling the world of Jesus Christ and everything that he had done for them. They were living examples of what he had done for them.
Amen.
So, and you know, when I read this verse, Bishop Barry, it talks about Jerusalem, talks about Judea, talks about Samaria and to the ends of the earth. How does that apply to today? What are they talking about when they mention Jerusalem? What is symbolic about Jerusalem?
Our hometown.
Taking care of our own home.
Yes.
Oh, so like the people that live next to you, the people that live across the street, your own neighborhood, that's your Jerusalem. The ones who know everything you've already done, everything you've been through, what you've done to them, but now you found Jesus.
Amen.
And you're a different person. So you have to go back to where you've been, where you did what you did.
That's right. That's
to show them that you're a new creation in Christ.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. You know, it's just like that saying, allowing our lives to speak louder than our lips.
Amen.
And you know, then that's where it comes from, because how much more of an effective witness are we going to be when we can live amongst the people who knows everything about us?
Yes.
We can't hide, but yet we can show them that Jesus is in our life. And when he's in our life, when we have an encounter, when we engage the master, there is a change that
living
will come.
Living for Jesus.
And there, the change that will come will start from the inside out.
Hallelujah. You know, it's always like, I think when you're talking about that, I just watched some crazy video on Facebook of these two young men, and they're scrapping out Sandy Beach Park in the parking lot this morning. It's on Facebook.
I saw that.
So it's kind of interesting. But when you're talking about that, about how our lives should represent actually who we are through Christ Jesus, who resides in us in the Holy Spirit, it's like in my mind, it's going through, and this is the local mentality of Ali Umano coming up. Don't be a lipper, be a ripper. We're going to rip for Jesus. No talk about it. Let's just rip.
That's right.
Because then guys say, hey, well, you know, it's just like in football. They said, hey, we go rip. What does that mean? That doesn't mean you could sit on the sideline. That doesn't mean you're going to put the pom-poms up in the air. That doesn't mean you're going to count the Gatorades in the cooler. When they say we're going to rip, that means we're going in it right now.
That's right.
So instead of being a lipper, we're going to be on ripper on Jesus side for Jesus Christ.
Amen. We're going to be a ripper for Christ. You know, in golf terminology, grip them and rip them. Just get out there and get it done.
You know, hit the ball.
You got no time to think about it.
That's right. That's right.
You know, when Christ comes into our lives, when change takes over, we got no time to think about, should I go ahead and tell my sister? No, let's just go out there, light these fires, get the souls, speak to the souls, reach the souls, because Jesus is coming soon, whether we want to deal with it or not.
That's right.
It's a reality.
That's a reality. The storms are coming. Take a look at all the things that's happening around the world. It's just signs of the times telling us that the king is on his way.
He's on his way.
You know, a lot of people bring up the calamities of what's happening in the Middle East and everything else. These things, and I'm sorry, but these things have to happen.
Yes.
Because they have to happen for Jesus to return. You know, instead of having so many educated Christians in the world, what I pray for, what I hope for is to have resurrected Christians instead of the educated ones. Sometimes those that are resurrected by the power of Jesus Christ in their lives, they have more to say than those who can quote scripture and verse front to back and give me every book in the Bible, because they might know the Bible, but they don't know the author.
You need to live the word.
Amen, Pastor. You just touch on the, you know, you can go back and look in Luke chapter 7, verses 36 to 50, about the prostitute, the woman. She had a lot going for her. Mm-hmm. She was known, but yet her faith, yet what drove her to Christ, she wanted what he had.
That's right.
And you know what? We've got to want what he has.
And go after
when,
it.
Go after it. Because when others see what we have through Christ, they will want to be tapped into this. They would want a piece of this action, and they will want to be the light, like you said.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
You know, that's the whole thing is, you know, all we want to do is build the kingdom, amen? You know, we don't get caught up in church doctrine and all that kind of stuff. All we know is we love Jesus, and another church down the road loves Jesus too, amen, Bula? And so
Hallelujah.
We just want to be the light to others.
You know, in the Jesus book, it says in Acts, and the verses that we're looking at, and it's, I'm going to go actually verse chapter 1 in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse 7 through 9. It says, he tell them, not your kuleana to know the time of the day that the Father will pick up.
Mm.
He the one that going do that. But you guys going to get special kind power when God's special spirit take charge of you. And then you guys going to tell the people in Jerusalem what you know about me and the people all over Judea, Samaria, and all over the world. And he would say that, God would take him up in front them, and then one cloud would move under him so they no can see him no more.
Amen.
You see, that's what we can do a lot of good sitting in a church on a Sunday, because we're with our brothers and sisters in Christ. We're doing the hallelujahs and praise the Lord, and I love Jesus. But as soon as you go to the parking lot and somebody cuts you off, you're not saying too many hallelujahs in the parking lot. You see, our praise and worship isn't about a song. It isn't about a scripture. Our life is our praise and worship.
Amen.
You know, some people don't go to church. They know you go to church, so they're going to want to see what church is all
Amen.
About. So if you're out there pounding your kids, swearing like a mofo, and drinking during the week, they're going to say, oh, that guy go to church on Sunday. It's not bad. He can do everything he like and still go to church. Oh, that must be all right. Not to go church then, because that guy never changed. He's still doing the same thing I'm doing, but he said he wasn't Christian. I don't understand that. No need, because, look, he still get problems. The wife still yell at him. The kids run all over the neighborhood. And, you know, that guy, he's not the best kind of guy. So if that's what church is all about, man, no need to go. You see what we do, my brothers and my sisters, who call ourselves believers in the world, we are displaying what people are watching, and what they're watching is not really what lives inside of us in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you got to come to a point in your life where you're either all in or you're in the way. You know,
Amen.
And it's, you have to get committed. You know, you cannot say, oh, Sunday I'm going to be Christian, Monday to Saturday I'm going to, you know, I can always come back Sunday and pray for repentance. No, live your life for Jesus. Because you see, Jesus, when he was on a cross, he didn't just leave his arm. He didn't just leave his leg. He just didn't leave his torso. He hung his entire body on that cross, submitted his entire spirit, all, everything, left it all hanging out there. That's what we got to do when we come to the Lord. We've got to live all for him.
Amen. We've got to live all for him, because he gave his all, like you said, Pastor. And you know, If we're going to give half, it just doesn't cut it.
That's
if
right.
we're going to give three quarters, it just doesn't cut it. It's either all or nothing at all.
Amen.
And you know what? You said it so plainly. They are looking at us.
That's
the
right.
People on the outside, they're watching our lives. And I can imagine I have some haters out there, and it really doesn't matter. All that matters is God is good. And if he can use a person like me,
hallelujah,
turn my life around. And if you knew the hell and the smuck I've been through, you'd know why I have a reason to praise.
Hallelujah.
You'd know why I have a reason to shout.
Praise
you'd
him
know
anyway.
Why I have a reason. In the middle of my storm,
amen.
I can feel
praise
his peace
him anyway.
And I can feel his comfort. Why? Because I know who I am in Christ, and
amen.
I know that I am an overcomer, and I know that I know without a shadow of a doubt, when this puppy's gone, this final breath is taken from my life, I'd be in the hands of God.
Amen.
Well, you know what's the glory about that is for the believers that are out there, your last breath on earth will be your first breath on heaven.
Amen.
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 Amen. You know, today I got a testimony, gentlemen, and this morning I had 12 room attendants that were graduating from a workplace literacy class that they've been taking for 10 weeks,
wow.
twice a week. They come in at 6:45 before they go to work.
Wow.
Anyway, God just put it upon my heart. Every time I stand before them when they're graduating, I just look upon their hearts and I can see their faces. They're so excited that they understand the English language just a little bit better and have confidence. And I just told them, and with tears in my eyes, and I said, the Holy Spirit, just like Acts, the Holy Spirit is in this room. And I knew that, you know, in the workplace, in corporate America, you shouldn't say something like that. But I only could say what the truth was, and that the Holy Spirit filled the room, and that God is the one that has changed their lives, and to thank them for stepping up to, you know, and they don't even know what's happening to them. And I said, you know what? You're anointed and appointed. Just know you have a covering from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So,
amen.
Holy Spirit, I just love the Holy Spirit. There's no high like the Most High when you feel it all around you.
Amen. You know, when I was up in California, Pastor, if I could share briefly, I met a girl. Her name is Chelsea Mee. And she came up to Pastor Kwan and I, Dr. Kwan and I, after, and she kind of blew me away with what she drew. And she actually drew out my message.
Wow.
She did, like, I saw that. It looks like a mind map. She mind mapped it, yeah.
I never had that before.
Oh, it's mean.
And when we have an encounter with Christ,
we'll
never have that type of feeling that we have once we meet the real master.
Amen, amen.
Oh, my.
You know, when we have an encounter with Christ, we become so transparent, and it comes like an intimacy.
Yes.
We're giving our all for the all, for his all.
Yes.
And when we meet him and when we talk with him and he becomes one, he's ours and we become his.
Amen.
Our lives are no longer the same.
Just like this morning, that feeling of oneness. Right, Pastor?
You know, it's interesting because, you know, like I always share with Lynn, I say, you know, things might get hard, things might get difficult, we might get attacks from the enemy. But I say, are you bleeding? Am I bleeding? Anybody chasing us with a sword?
Passion? That's what Bula always tells me.
Have you bled for your passion?
Has
he bled for us on a cross? Have you hear any lions growling behind us, ready for grind us? And if the answer is no to all of those, then we're doing all right.
We're doing all right.
You know, and that just gives us more the reason to realize. And for those of you that are behind the fence, behind the other side of the wall, looking out at that window tonight, at the moon, at the star, maybe a cloud or two, and thinking about where your life is, remember this, God is still in control.
Yes.
Amen. God put you in a storm not to blow you off course, but to blow you
on course.
So you got to realize God is still in control. These things must happen for you to get in alignment for your assignment.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The direction comes after you've made the connection, and the connection will come after there's been correction. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Because
him anyway.
If you are not in a facility incarcerated now, that doesn't mean that you're doing great. That just means that God might not have caught up to you yet. You see, he takes the ones he loves, just like we discipline our kids and give our kids cracks. Not because we hate them. We lick them because we love them, because we want them to do better. We want them not to face the challenges we face.
To have a better life.
To have a better life. That's all our Heavenly Father wants to do to each and every one of us.
Yes, he
does. See, the label you need to take off your chest is the label that says felon. The label you need to take off your right knee is the label that says alcoholic. The label
That's
you need
right.
to take off your left elbow is the one that says drug addict. The one label you need to take off your stomach is the one that says abuser. The label you need to cover your body with with is daughter or son of the King of Kings and
Thank
the Lord
you,
of Lords.
Jesus.
Know who your identity is, and you will know your destiny. Because if you believe in your heart that you are redeemed to be an alcoholic, I stand in front of you tonight to tell you, you are absolutely wrong. The blood of the cross has redeemed you for far greater things than to sit in a cell all by yourself with the buggy. But take this time to study the word of God. Take this time to refine you. Take this time to define you. And take this time to get closer to your Father God. Because our life here is but a vapor. So if you're going to live eternity, let's live it right in the word of God.
Amen. Man, it's hot in here. It's hot in here.
Woo! Holy Spirit, hot.
Man, I can feel the fire right here. But you know what? If you're not living life for Christ, then you ain't living at all.
That's right.
You know, because when he comes into a life, how can you not change? How can you not want to be better? Let go and let God. Get the title falling off you, and it needs to be off you in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
You don't have
to
be
the
same anymore.
That's right.
People may tell you you're a felon. They may tell you to shut your mouth. They may tell you you may never be, and you're a has-been and has not.
Rebuke it.
God says, I am that I am, and I made you. And you are everything the B-I-B-L-E says you are.
Hallelujah.
That's what you are. But it goes back down to the condition of the heart, where you in your heart must believe that he is the Son of God, that he is the one who is risen from the dead, that he is our soon and coming King. There's no other way but the way.
Well, hallelujah. And the reason is because he is, I am. Not I was, not I going to be. I am the great Yahweh.
Amen.
You know, we want to thank each and every one of you who made the choice to take a chance to listen to us tonight. It's been another powerful show with the bishop.
Thank you, my brothers
and my
sisters.
Bride.
God bless you.
The bishop, the bride, and the bulla. The three B's have come. We love you guys, but know that Jesus loves you so much more. If you're tired of getting messed up, let's get blessed up. Tune in tomorrow night. Same station, same time, 9:30 p.m., 99.5. You're too blessed to be stressed.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the Son sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.